Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live on this August 2nd, Sunday edition, 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. We're going to have wide open phones. Let me give you that toll-free number right now to talk about any issue or news item you wish to discuss. 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244, and we'll get you up and on the air. You can discuss the martial law preparations that are being made, the national and international push to forcibly inoculate the population with a flu vaccine, which they admit will not help anyone. Even if you believe vaccines work, it won't even match what the virus is already mutated into. 5 different mutations in the last month, just in Texas alone, I was reading the CDC, and the virus is one of the weakest flu viruses ever seen. A weak flu kills tens of thousands a year. This is a pathetic flu, killing hundreds in the United States, people with compromised immune systems. But we'll discuss that because even though we know it's a hoax, the buildup is real. The takeover is real. So that is coming up. We're also simulcasting the syndicated radio show today on the web at prisonplanet.tv. And then Jason Burmis, today when I go off air, we'll be live 4 or 3 hours on the radio and the audio streams at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv as well. Here is the incredibly important stack, just one of the stacks I have. Bombshell: Bin Laden worked for U.S. until 9/11. This was carried by the Mike Malloy radio show. Mike's one of the better liberals on what's left of talk radio network Air America, and he's also on XM on major stations in New York and Los Angeles. And he had Sybil Edmonds on. We got to get her back on. Had her on a few times. Every time we've had her on, she's been under a federal gag order. Looks like she's starting to break that federal gag order, or testing what Obama will do. Will he clap her in irons? She was a translator, a person dialing in to classified transmissions at the National Security Agency. And she told us years ago here that, and she also told the 9/11 Commission in secret testimony, that she heard the CIA working with narcotics traffickers, weapons traffickers, and child sex slave traffickers. They were working with Al-Qaeda, but then she was gagged and couldn't speak anymore, said she knew a lot more. Well, specifically, she's saying that up until 9/11, CIA commanding Osama bin Laden. Now, we already knew this, but this is from an inside eyewitness. So I want to go over some of the backstory on this and break down her latest revelations coming up. And I want Mike Malloy and Sybil Edmonds back on. Word to producers. So that's coming up. Obama's ratings fall back to earth. He's gone from 84 to below 50 and plunging quickly, a percentage point per week or more. We've never seen a plunge this fast. Looks like he'll probably stage some terror attacks. Another headline, the Barack backlash, how Obama's presidency has gone from deity to doubtful. Also, 27,000-pound swine flu bonus for general practitioners in England. If they agree to give people the deadly flu shot, they get 27,000 pounds, or roughly $50,000, to carry out the hits. Hey, they could just become murderers. Hit men and get 10, 20,000 pounds or $40,000 per hit. Go out and just murder people. I mean, why not get extra money? Glenn Beck's actually done some good work. And I've noticed people are attacking him, but I went to the website and checked it yesterday. And it's true. The government says they take over your computer when you go to the website to look at Cash for Clunkers program. So I'm not in the business of defending Glenn Beck, but facts are facts. So that is coming up after this quick break as well. Big show lined up today, 888-201-2244. And we are simulcasting at prisonplanet.tv. Stay with us.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have the weekday syndicated transmission. Then I come back Sundays 4 to 6 p.m., blasting out on a growing list of wonderful AM and FM affiliates, simulcasting on the web at Infowars.com and the podcast at Infowars.com. And let's not forget that XM picks up some of the show and re-airs at different times. You can check that on the XM schedule. And, of course, we're simulcast on Global Shortwave, WWCR. Thank you for joining us. For PrisonPlanet.tv viewers that are watching us live right now at PrisonPlanet.tv, coming up, I'm going to put on screen, for those of you living in denial, Army National Guard advertises for internment specialist inside the United States for federal prison camps and for relocation of citizens and for quartering the citizens in a corrections-type environment. And not just civilian inmate labor camps, we have that linked in the article, but we also, the first link in the story is correction officers and internment resettlement specialist. That is the first link in our article. We also have a link to the civilian inmate labor camp program. This is the giant archipelago of FEMA camps, concentration camps built in the United States, and that's all going to be sold to the American people. So we'll be going over that report today, and we'll go directly to the federal government advertising for internment resettlement specialists. In fact, there you at the National Guard website. You can go there and learn all about putting the American people in concentration camps. And of course, the globalists always do this with amazing skill. They have the phony right wing come out and attack Barack Obama for saying he's going to shut down Guantanamo Bay in an executive order. But if you read the executive order, it actually states they'll look at shutting it down, but opening new camps in the United States for foreigners and U.S. citizens without their rights. And there are already two supermax prisons holding animal rights activists, militia people, others considered terrorists without due process and under the Patriot Act. They're being held. And now Obama is announcing a giant complex of these all over the United States run by the Army. So that is coming up today. Also, we will go over this big bombshell. Bin Laden worked for U.S. until 9/11. Former FBI translator translating NSA intercepts. Sybil Edmonds dropped a bombshell on Mike Malloy radio show. In the interview, Sybil Edmonds says that the U.S. maintained intimate relations with Bin Laden and the Taliban all the way up until the day of September 11th. Now, they actually have them after, and this was all staged, but this is a big, big bombshell. And she told the 9/11 commission this, and their answer was to put an FBI gag on her and then start threatening to set her up and arrest her for other reasons. Then an Army colonel and others inside the Pentagon came out and said this was all true, and then the FBI was sicked on them, and they would get arrested for things like a $68 phone bill on their Army cell phone with calls to their wife that supposedly is authorized, but saying they'd stolen from the Pentagon $68. I mean, this is how you get white gloved. That's why I've said I could be set up anytime. I don't commit any crimes other than speeding occasionally, and I've even been stopping that. But it doesn't matter, ladies and gentlemen. It doesn't matter. They can put you in. I mean, I've been researching the FBI lately. They put the governor of Alabama in prison because Karl Rove ordered them to. And it came out that they had witnesses lie on the stand. He did nothing wrong. All the witnesses have admitted it. High-level Republican lobbyists have come out now from the White House meetings with Karl Rove. And he had a consulting firm in Alabama. He lives there. most of the year. He has a seaside home. And Karl Rove just said, I want this other guy to win. Start indictments against him. And they just completely, it's all admitted now. It's all been released, the White House documents, and no one gets in trouble. I mean, these people are just completely and totally criminal. And I'm already going off down a side issue here with Sybil Evans, but she has a lot of courage to be coming out and talking about this. But I guess, if they're going to stage 9/11 attacks, why not put governors in prison you don't like? I mean, why not engage in any level of tyranny? So definitely pray for me, folks, because I'm getting a lot of threats and a lot of heat and a lot of things have been happening. And they'll wrongfully arrest governors and put them in prison and then openly laugh about it. I mean, it's just totally criminal. But so many other governors and U.S. attorney generals and U.S. attorneys and others have gone public, and now the eyewitnesses have gone public. They had to let him out of prison. But he still spent 2 years in prison. He was going to be there for decades. But so I guess the good news is they had to release him. But, I mean, if they'll frame governors and then they don't even get in trouble, this country's gone. And that's why they do this, is so they can steal the $23.7 trillion that they've stolen so far in 10 months from the U.S. Treasury. We have an armed gang of criminals running both parties at the top, and Obama is continuing all these operations. So that's some of the other news. Obama considers military civilian prison system for suspected terrorists, including U.S. citizens, according to the Associated Press. Also on the swine flu, government swine flu czar to become ABC medical reporter. U.S. food bill, H.R. 2749, passes House on second try. And this bill basically bans gardens, farming, will totally shut down family farms and ranches with regulations and control that the big agribusiness doesn't have to follow. Of course, they lobbied for it. That's why that's happened. So we'll be going over some of that as well today. And also dealing with the flu, they're going to pay U.S. doctors an unspecified amount of money to participate in giving the experimental, most doctors refuse, deadly dangerous flu vaccine. But the British newspapers are reporting today that they're going to get £27,000. £27,000, or the equivalent of $50,000+ in U.S. money, to carry out the inoculations, including forced inoculations, of the British people. So how do they get them to carry out these criminal activities? They just pay them bribe money. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take some of your calls first, do things a little bit different today, so you can chime in and comment on all the different things that are happening. And then I'm going to get into the swine flu and how that dovetails in with military to work with FEMA during swine flu pandemic. Fox News and CNN both reporting that Homeland Security has told them the Army will lock down entire cities, cordon and quarantine entire populations, and forcibly inoculate door-to-door entire populations. Now remember, back in January, before the flu even broke out in April, I was giving you the secret government documents and preparations for mass graves and Army lockdowns of cities. And so I said, get ready for them to hype this up. And they did that in April. I'm not saying the flu is a real danger or that we'll have a real pandemic. They already have us under a level 6 global pandemic right now, with less than 2,000 dead worldwide, less than 200 dead in the United States, most people with serious medical complications. The issue is, why are they building all this up? And I think the answer is because they knew, as Joe Biden said in that speech, that the approval rating was very, very low. Would be very, very low for Obama once people realized he was a liar 6 to 10 months into his campaign, into office. And now his approval rating has dropped like a stone. They're not going to be able to get through all their police state activities and launch their new wars. He's continuing the entire Bush agenda, because that agenda is the New World Order's agenda. So they need a crisis, a political crisis, as a pretext to shut down and clamp down on our society. And this flu fear-mongering certainly it. Now, this may be another beta test coming up in the fall and winter for one in the future. We'll talk about it. is a lot going on coming up. FBI translator translating NSA intercepts. Bin Laden worked for U.S. until 9/11. And we've now confirmed, even CNN's reported, there is a special unit created by Bush, continued by Obama, just to spy on NSA and FBI translators who picked up all the 9/11 info. Some of them have been killed, I should add. They die mysteriously. Who heard how they ran the attacks. And you can suck your thumb out there and decide not to believe these translators, who, by the way, told Congress this 7 years ago and were gagged. Why would these government translators come out and say this, like Sybil Edmonds and others? Well, I want to go over the facts, what Special Forces said, the airlift of evil, how the U.S. government flew 6,000 Taliban and Al-Qaeda out to safety. The whole Afghan war was staged. It's staged now. That's coming up. I'm going to break that down. What's really happening with the flu? The National Guard admittedly setting up FEMA camps all over the United States. It is all coming up today. Barack Obama's ratings falling the farthest of any president ever this far into their campaign. This is serious, serious, serious news. Because the question is, what are they going to try to pull? They need him as their front man to get their agenda through. The socialized health care, the anti-gun bills, the open border bills, the carbon tax bill to regulate and control every facet of our lives, the hate speech bills to restrict the First Amendment. That's the only bill they've gotten through the House and Senate, but it's in conference now. Their whole agenda, everything they've been trying for 50 years, the big foreign corporations have been trying for 50 years to get through so they can fully dominate this country. The whole agenda is on the verge of passing, but as he loses all his political steam, he was this big old puffed up balloon of lies. But the bigger they are, the harder they fall politically. So look out, ladies and gentlemen. He is a cornered rat. And his supporters are a bunch of Kool-Aid drinking zombies, and the big banks and corporations behind him mean business. All right, I'm going to go to Tom, Scott, Kyle, Alex, Michael, Jason, Samson, Dan, Linda, and many others. I'm now on my phone system out of my studio, so we can take hundreds of calls on the board. But we'll give each person about a minute or so with your question, comment, or point. Let's go ahead now and go to Tom in West Virginia. Tom, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, thanks, Alex. You sure have a way of breaking things down real well. The stuff is overwhelming. I wanted to tell you that I've given away about 85 Obama deceptions, and I don't get any feedback. I mean, what's the matter with them?
Well, most people don't talk to their neighbors. They don't talk at work. They're zombies who only watch television. And so it doesn't matter. People down the road will comment. People down the road will wake up. Look at Obama's approval rating. Look at Congress's approval rating plunging. Both parties are hated. The people are now waking up. Look at the Federal Reserve in polls. 75% want to abolish it or audit it. I mean, 75% of the public 6 months ago didn't know the Fed was private. 10% didn't know it was private 5 years ago. I mean, we are having huge victories. We're identifying the real enemy, Tom.
Yeah. Yeah, and another subject, you know, let them get their shots, okay? They can have my share. I mean, who wants to even share space with these people who are they're Kool-Aid shots. That's what they are.
Well, but that's like saying let the kids at Jim Jones compound, and I appreciate your call, drink the Kool-Aid. I mean, you know, the Kool-Aid with the cyanide in it. I understand your sentiment, especially when the Kool-Aid drinkers laugh at you. I mean, they won't go search out that three flu shots doubles your chances of Alzheimer's. I mean, if you just search engine, Google flu shot Alzheimer's, it'll be right there. They'll tell you, oh, there's no mercury in the flu in the shots anymore. The government increased the mercury in shots 5 years ago. In fact, just right now on screen, search engine the term Washington Post mercury in flu shot. The government's admitting it. That was a headline Thursday. Again, Google sodium fluoride bone cancer. More than a doubling in bone cancer if you drink sodium fluoride, one part per million. I mean, this is a absolute fact. University studies, no debate. And we have to warn people. But it's a toxic sedative, so they put it in the water. And I now have the White House Eco-Science. This is the White House Science Czar's own book, textbook, government policy book on how to drug the water, and they're doing it. I mean, we even have them admitting it. I have the, I mean, just read it for yourself. It's all free online at Infowars.com. Flu vaccine panel creates priority list. Yeah, that's the headline. And in it, it's got that it has mercury in it. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Scott in Illinois. Scott, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, I actually had a couple of points. The first is WorldNet Daily just came out with Obama's real birth certificate, at least what I think is his real one.
Yeah, I meant to get to that. That's that. In fact, let me hold that up on screen. I meant to get to that. Well, go ahead and make your point. That was in my stack, and then I gave it to the producer to try to get. This is Alan Key's lawyer. She's very credible. We've looked into her. California attorney Orly Tates, who has filed a number of lawsuits demanding proof of Barack Obama's eligibility to serve as president, has released a copy of what purports to be the Kenyan certification of birth and has filed a new motion in U.S. court for its authentication. I need Kurt Nimmo or Paul Watson to do a story on this with the background right now. The document lists Obama's parents as Barack Hussein Obama and Stanley Ann Obama, formerly Stanley Ann Dunham. The birth date is August 4, 61, and the hospital of birth is Coast General Hospital, Mombasa, Kenya. Folks, if this is true, see, I'm so busy reading FEMA camp articles and government textbooks how they're drugging the water. This is policy book implemented. This has been implemented. Now drugging the water, and I've got them. Oh, Sybil Edmonds, high-level FBI translator, coming out with Al-Qaeda run by the government, running the attacks, and I can't even, and then I'm an idiot. Thank God I took your call. Is this really the smoking gun?
I had another way to go at him. If he said he's a natural-born U.S. citizen, then Selective Service should have a copy of his registration, which every American male has to fill out when they get 18. I'll bet you $1 billion there is no Selective Service registration form with his name on it.
It's another great point. Listen, this whole birther thing, I stayed out of it during the campaign because I didn't know if it was real or not. But now that his approval ratings dropped by about 40%, and people now don't, because he lied about everything else, and the fact that he had this Barry Sotero name and lied about it, and that was proven. And I go on big liberal news talk stations in Denver, L.A., New York, Dallas. You know, every week I go on these stations, Miami. And I mention Barry Sotero, and they say I'm a liar. He didn't have that name. Then they search engine it and find out it's true and start freaking out. We don't know who this guy is. And this is probably very credible. Sir, thank you so much for calling and reminding me of that. That was something falling through the cracks. And so I kind of ignored this birther thing. It's not in the Obama deception. You know, we cover all the things he's lied about and who really handles him and controls him. But when we come back, I'll cover this article. We've got it up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. Stay with us. Keep track of it anymore. It's just insane. I mean, I'm on the mainline Army websites admitting they're building giant FEMA camps to be run by the Army all over the country. Houston Chronicle, they're all reporting it like it's no big deal. They're reporting troops to patrol America like it's no big deal. Army Times, Denver Post. Sybil Edmonds is in mainstream news, you know, saying I'm ignoring my federal gag order. Bin Laden works for the U.S. government. We already knew that, but to have her from inside FBI intercepts through NSA, I mean, it's just so incredible they ran those attacks. I mean, I don't blame the public not wanting to believe it. The people that own and run the government, offshore banks, have taken over by fraud and staged the terror attacks of 9/11 as a pretext to crack down on the American people. And look how they've used the Patriot Act against the American people tens of thousands of times. Look at how they have turned America into a police state. Look at how they have openly admitted that Homeland Security and NORTHCOM are for gun owners and returning veterans, and that the whole anti-terror apparatus is for the people. This is really happening. This is really going on, ladies and gentlemen. And WorldNet Daily is a very credible source. They have broken so many huge stories over the years. And Alan Key's lawyer is a prominent pundit on Fox and CNN and MSNBC over the years. But we've got video clips of his lawyer up there talking about all this. And we got big reports coming out in the next 30 minutes at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We'll give you the whole backstory on this. Is this really the smoking gun of Obama's Kenyan birth certificate? Let's put that up on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. They've got big blow-ups on the site. Certified copy of registration of birth. Coast Province of Kenya. The document lists Obama's parents as Barack Hussein Obama and Stanley Ann Obama, formerly Stanley Ann Dunham. The birth date is August 4th, 1961, and the hospital of birth at Coastal General Hospital is Mombasa, Kenya. And then people say, oh, well, they wouldn't have a newspaper announcement a month later in the U.S. You know, would they think he was going to be president or something? No. If you're going to stage that your son was born in the U.S. so he could be a U.S. citizen and so he could get, I mean, if he was born out of the country, he wouldn't get it. There's only a few countries they recognize that with, what, England and Israel and a few others? So a lot of families have been caught doing that with fake announcements in the newspaper and stuff. That's standard procedure. And he'll never release the blueprint original. You know, I have the blueprint original. Looks like a watermarked, you know, photocopy, not a certificate. And in the last 5-6 years, they stopped giving people copies of the original watermark because I've got 3 children. And what you go down and do is get a certificate of live birth, and they go, each additional one is, you know, $10-$15. I forget exactly. It's like $10-$15. And I go, okay, I'll take 3 copies per child because you need that, you know, with all the different, you know, systems to get passports and things so I can get my babies out of the country if things collapse too bad. People are like, why do you have a birth certificate? It's better to be in the system and out of the system so you can have it both ways. But you can argue about that all day. The point here is that, I want to say hi to my babies, by the way, I know we're listening. The document lists Obama's parents as Barack Hussein Obama and Stanley Ann Obama, formerly Stanley Ann Dunham. The birth date, August 4th, 61, at the hospital of birth of Coast General Hospital in Mozambique, Kenya. This is just incredible, ladies and gentlemen. I know I said I'd take calls, but the caller pointed out to me that I'd forgotten to go with the top story. Because, again, I'm just immersed in huge news every day. No doctor is listed, but the alleged certificate bears the signature of the deputy registrar of Coast Province. Now, Dr. Corsi and others have gone to Kenya and tried to get this. They get arrested and held in house arrest when they try to go to the hospital and try to go interview his family. And it's happened to a bunch of other reporters. I mean, you go to Kenya, you get followed around, you get beat up, you get arrested, you get disappeared. The doctor is listed, but the alleged certificate bears the signature of the deputy registrar of the Coast Province, Joshua Simon Koya. It was alleged issue as a certified copy of the original in February 64. So it's the same. It's a certificate. WorldNet Daily is able to obtain other birth certificates from Kenya for purposes of comparison, and the form of the documents appear to be identical. Yeah, that's the other issue. The so-called certificate of live birth, the certificate of the certificate that Obama uses, experts have looked at it from Honolulu, and it appears to be fake. And I've compared myself. This is really scary, folks. This is planned so they can create some constitutional crisis or riots or something. I mean, this everything about Obama is different. And he did lie about being Barry Sotero and going to Muslim madrasas. That's now all come out as documented. I mean, and I'm not saying you're bad if you're a Muslim, but don't lie about it. Last week, a counterfeit document purporting to be Obama's Kenyan birth certificate made the rounds of the internet, but was quickly determined to be fraudulent. The new document released by Tats bears none of the obvious traits of a hoax. And see, the establishment does that. What did Karl Rove get caught doing back in Texas politics whenever he wanted to burn a political opponent? He engaged in releasing fake documents ahead of real documents coming out. It's covered in the film Bush's Brain. This is a classic tactic that if you know real documents are going to come out, you muddy the water with other fake ones. And again, this whole thing could be an elaborate psyop. He could have been born in Honolulu. And then it becomes a giant distraction from all the things he has lied about. Hiring nothing but lobbyists. Letting lobbyists write all the laws. Lying about how he wouldn't go after the Second Amendment. Lying about not raising taxes on people above $250,000 a year. Just everything he said has been a lie. And he's been caught in all these lies. Warrantless wiretapping, he's continuing it. He promised to punish Bush for his crimes. Has blocked investigations. He promised to end the Patriot Act. He promised to end the secret arrest. He's expanded it all to indefinite secret detention. I mean, you know, that's why the Obama deception, the preeminent Obama film out there, tens of millions of views online for free on YouTube and Google. That's why we don't cover the birther issue, because it could be a honeypot. But more and more, the way they act and how they won't release the original gets very, very suspicious. The motion filed by Alan Key's lawyer yesterday in U.S. District Court for the Central District of California requests the purported evidence of Obama's birth, both the alleged birth certificate and foreign records not yet obtained, be preserved from destruction, asks for permission to legally request documents from Kenya, and seeks a subpoena for deposition from Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. I filed the motion with the court asking for the expedited discovery, which would allow me to start subpoenas and depositions even before Obama and the government responds. She told Rollnet Daily, I am asking the judge to give me the power to subpoena the documents from Kenyan embassy and to require a deposition from Hillary Clinton so that they will be forced to authenticate the birth certificate. I am forcing the issue where Obama will have to respond, she said, before they said you don't have anything backing up your claims. The lawyer now said, I have something. In fact, I have posted on the internet more than Obama has. My birth certificate actually has signatures. And it goes on. The lawyer celebrated a case involved a military officer, Major Stephen Cook, whose order to deploy to Afghanistan was revoked when he challenged Obama's eligibility to hold office. That case has now been refiled in federal court in Florida, raising the specter of a class action claim among members of the military that their orders aren't valid before questions surrounding Obama's constitutional eligibility. You know what? Cole Berg, Phil Berg, the big former deputy attorney general there in Pennsylvania who started all this, call him up. Maybe the end of the next hour or tomorrow we'll have him on. We're going to get this lawyer on as well, maybe even the day or tomorrow. And we will continue to cover this when we get back. But I want to stay with us. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We've got an hour and 12 minutes left in this abbreviated Sunday transmission. I know we have calls from all over the United States and the world. Kyle, Alex, Michael, Jason, Samson, Dan, Linda, Joel, Clary, and others. We will get to all of you coming up immediately after the news in the next hour. Get into the FEMA camps, the mainstream news reporting on forced inoculations, Sybil Edmonds, the FBI NSA translator, saying bin Laden worked for U.S. right up to the day of 9/11. That was the chatter she heard. That's the federal gag order on her. It's all coming up, but everybody's calling, freaking out over this WorldNet Daily, and I like WorldNet Daily. I think they're more credible than mainstream media. And I like the lawyer they're talking to, you know, one of Alan Key's lawyers. But who knows? Because the establishment can plant fake documents to discredit a larger story. So I thought we'd get somebody who's been the most careful out there, Attorney Filberg, former Deputy Attorney General in the state he hails from. He's there in Philadelphia. He's the guy that started the whole birther situation. Day one, you know, 6-8 months before the election, he's been asking this question. And so he is the progenitor of all of this. So on short notice, we wanted to get him on for just 5-10 minutes to break down looking at this. We know there have been other fake birth certificates put out from Kenya. This appears to be an orchestrated campaign to discredit things. This may be real. I don't know. We've had Dr. Corsi and others detained, arrested in Kenya when they're there trying to get the hospital records. So there is a cover-up going on, which is always evidence of somebody trying to hide something, or generally is. Phil Berg, thanks for popping in, sir.
My pleasure. I'd really love to be on your show, Alex. Hello to all your listeners. I've received this, as many other people did today. You know, if it's for real, it's wonderful. But the thing is, it's been popped up there by Orly Tate, and she's filed it in her federal court case in California. I hope it's real, but if not, I mean, we've gotten some fake ones in the past, and before we even put them out, we always check them out. There's some things on here which look questionable. Now, we sent it on to our expert. I haven't gotten back. He hasn't gotten back to me yet. But it at the top, if you notice, it's a registration. It doesn't say birth certificate. It says it shows the father of Barack Sr.'s address in Hawaii. It shows the date of registration is 8-5-61, with the registration entered 8-9-61, and we're wondering why it's not the same date. Also, the signature of the registrar is R.F. Lavender, but it's signed by someone else. And then it has Republic of Kenya, but Kenya did not become independent until December 1963 and took effect in January 1964.
So it appears to be a bad fake on purpose to discredit everybody, if you're right.
Correct. And again, I'm not trying to say it's a fake, but I'm trying to say is we got to really check it out here, because what's going to happen now is, like, she's filed it as a federal in a federal court case. People are talking all over that this is the document. And if it turns out to be a fake, and it could have been put up there, as you say, by one of the, quote, non-birthers, because we're supposedly birthers, it could be out there to discredit us. And that's why I believe we have to be cautious. I've been working on this now just about a year. And I'm very cautious in what I say and what I do. Again, I hope it's right. I mean, I don't see eye to eye with Orly, but if she did it, God bless her. You follow me? Because, I'm so happy because I'm the first guy that came out of it with this back in August. I filed the first lawsuit August 21st, 2008, for your listeners. And our website is the most up-to-date. It's ObamaCrimes.com, if I can say that. O-B-A-M-A.
Absolutely. In fact, Phil, we have ObamaCrimes.com up on screen right now as we simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv. So, now I don't. You're always friendly. You're always magnanimous and nice. But this is an important investigation, and I do believe you're credible. And I know that you also represent a colonel who is standing up to Obama right now, demanding to see the evidence. And you are the progenitor of this, so it's important for us to know why you don't see eye to eye with Orly Tate.
I don't. That's a great point, and I don't know why. Orly came on the scene about late November 2008, and we even spoke together at a press conference at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. on December 8th, 2008. But for some reason, several months ago, and even if any of your listeners can give logic to this, it doesn't make sense. Several months ago, she said she was going to take down Phil Berg. And through that, she's been attempting to do it through one of my volunteer assistants. Now, why would you want to take down Phil Berg? Because I have, and I'll talk for myself here, and I'm a straight shooter. I have 3 pending cases in federal court. One dealing with the standing issue, which we now have, that's now in the Third Circuit Court of Appeals. And we now have a hearing date scheduled tentatively for argument on October 26th. They push it off, but I got to bear with it. The second case, we're doing briefs on the Hollister case, which is the retired Air Force colonel who we found an interpleader action, and he wants to know, he's on ready recall by the president. He wants to know if he's called back to service, does he follow the order because it's valid, or can he disobey it because it's invalid because there's a phony or usurper in the office of president. Our third case, which is pressing right now, is the deal under which I had filed and was sealed under the False Claims Act. And the False Claims Act is now unsealed because the judge dismissed it, but we filed a motion for reconsideration under the theory of major conflict of interest by Eric Holder, the Attorney General of the United States. And on that, we're taking a position that he refuses to prosecute Obama, and there's a conflict we're stating in there because, number one, he was on Obama's campaign committee. Number two, he was one of three individuals who helped select Biden as vice president. Number three, he's now Attorney General of the United States, which is the highest law enforcement person in the country, and he also gives advice to the president.
Well,
so
Phil,
if that's not
Phil,
conflict, I don't know what is.
Sure. Doubling back, though,
yeah.
I mean, I know you personally. I've spoken at some events over the years on other issues with you. I don't know this other lady. She seems credible. I like Alan Keyes. I mean, I like all these people. I like all these different lawyers.
Yeah, but, okay, but answer that question. Why would she want to take me down? That's what I'm branching these cases.
Is that a public statement?
Oh, absolutely. It's about, and she's done it. What she's done to my paralegal is unconscionable.
No, she I know, has, but, well, okay, well, I mean, I only brought this up.
Sure.
Because this is obviously a highly charged political situation. And I can imagine there's going to be dirty tricks and infiltration and a lot of weirdness going on. And I've noticed that just since I've been having you on and others on and even looking at this, because I looked at it back during the campaign, but looking at it again because the listeners are demanding it. And I think their response in the White House is very suspicious and the media is very suspicious. Suddenly, all these big George Soros and Rockefeller funded Think Progress and Daily Kos and all the big ones are coming after me, really lying about me and saying unbelievably slanderous things. And I've suddenly had the heat turned up in other ways. We had some nice federal boys visit here Friday. And I'm really starting to realize, I think it's the birther thing that I'm noticing they're going after anybody and everybody that dare even speak about it. Why would they care so much about something if it was ballyhoo?
Well, because I think you hit it on the head, because it's not true. You know, I mean, you know, our Obama's position is not true. We're on to something, which I brought out first last year. Obama, to me, is 1,000, not 100, 1,000% phony. It's the biggest hoax ever against the citizens of this country in 230 years. It's outrageous that we're even talking about this, because when it first came up, before he was, you know, when he was running, the news media should have asked him the questions. They didn't, the media. I wish I could sue the national media, because they didn't properly vet Obama. And I said that to a reporter last week for the New York Times.
And by the way, you're a member of the ACLU, a big Democrat.
Yes, sir.
And you've served in Democratic government. So this is just...
A lifelong Democrat.
Absolutely.
A lifelong Democrat.
Yeah, lifelong. Phil, I want to have you back up, if you can, tomorrow. I'd like to have my producer speak to you right now for a full 30 minutes or so. We're also going to try to get Orly Tates on and get her perspective on this. But if this is real, it's huge. If it's a hoax, they're going to try to discredit things with this information. But in closing, Phil, when I'm on big Democrat shows, Air America type stuff, they attack me over the birther thing. When I bring up Barry Sotero, they don't even know about it, and then they're shocked to find out that he operated and registered for school under another name. So it's proven this guy has fake aliases. Briefly tell folks about that.
Yeah, and first off, his name in Indonesia, in his book, he states, first of all, his parents divorced. In his book, he states, my stepfather returned to Indonesia before I did, and then I went there. We have the school record on our ObamaCrimes.com site, which says, my name is Barry Sotero. Indonesia is my nationality, and Islam is my religion. If he hasn't legally changed his name since then, every time he signed his name in the 50 states to run for office, it was fraud. So he has a lot of explaining to do. I mean, I'd like to see that document where he legally changed his name. Barry Sotero, I think, is his legal name today.
Look, where there's smoke, there's fire. Something's going on.
Yep.
He's in Indonesia. He's in Africa. He's in Hawaii. He's got different names. He's got families all over the place. Phil Berg, attorney, we'll talk to you tomorrow. My producer's going to set you up right now. Everybody else, thank you, sir. Everybody else will be right back with the flu, the martial law, all the crazy things, Obama's approval rating plunging. After the news, coming up, your phone calls. Stay with us. This is Hardcore Info.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Used to going live on the Sunday show right after the break. Some stations don't carry this 5 minutes. A lot of them do. So I was running down the hall to get some coffee, and they're like, get back in here. It's only a 1 minute break. So I came running down the hall. And that's kind of an archetypal symbol of everything else we do here, the crazy amount of news. I mean, bombshell, Bin Laden worked for U.S. until 9/11. National Guard's own website hiring people to run the FEMA camps and imprison Americans. But it's okay because it has dual use for foreigners, too. I mean, it is all just totally insane. And then everybody's frothing and freaking out over this other situation. Ken in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Ken?
Kyle. Go ahead, Kyle.
Hey, sorry about that, Alex.
I'm the one that read the computer wrong. Go ahead.
I just want to sort of show off. One, I don't think that the American people are just going to accept, you know, forced inoculations at gunpoint and things of that nature. So do you think there's going to be some sort of flashpoint or some sort of incident that's going to initiate the whole thing?
Well, I think you just said it all. They're not going to accept it. So they're going to have flu outbreak fear-mongering after flu outbreak fear-mongering to train larger and larger percentages. I mean, if they announce it's the law, go to your local sports stadium, go to your local Walmart, all these places are going to be distribution points. They've been training for decades, probably 15 years that I've known of it, for the forced inoculation. The Model States Health Emergency Powers Act since 2002, they've intensified it. Now, the last 2 years, if we thought it was intense, they put on their afterburners now. And so I've really been concerned. But probably half the public right off the bat will follow orders and do it. The other half won't. And that's why I think the establishment, and polls show that, will probably release something really deadly in the future. Maybe this fall, this winter, maybe next year, maybe 5 years from now. Whenever they think they're ready to really wipe out a lot of people, and then they may even really have a vaccine that actually helps you. And then that will set the precedent to get people to go along with the forced inoculation. I mean, they've gone from, 14 vaccines 20 years ago they wanted to force kids to take to over 60 now, and they're approving new vaccines every year, and then they engage in the mass hoax of saying it's the law, you've got to take the vaccine when there is no law. So their hoax isn't working of saying it's the law anymore. And so now they're trying to set up a police state martial law type scenario where there's just martial law when it comes to medical issues of forcing people to take these shots. And they tell the sheeple, well, if everybody would take the shot, then you'd be protected. But wait a minute, if these idiots take the shots, then they should be protected even if we haven't taken the shots. So then they admit, it's all over mainstream news, top virologists are coming out and epidemiologists saying, why on earth should people take the vaccine when it's already mutated everywhere? Hundreds of different mutations. 5 new mutations I was reading in the Austin American Statesman last week in Texas alone in the last week. I mean, it's pointless, even if you believe in vaccines and believe this vaccine is going to protect you and is good, and that they're not putting something else in the vaccine, which they talk about in the White House science czar's own policy book, putting sterilants in the vaccines. Even if you trust these people, it doesn't protect you. They admit it. Does that answer your question, Kyle?
Well, just one more quick thing. You had said that about half the population would take it, not even thinking. Wouldn't then people realize that, you know, the majority of them are dying and getting sick and then wouldn't want to continue on even and push back even harder?
Hey, it's a great point. Gardasil has killed a bunch of girls. They're still taking it. Because the media doesn't make a big deal out of it.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, slow and easy wins the race. And I've been kind of overheated today, ranting and raving about Obama's birth certificate. Is it a fraud? Is it a hoax? Is it real? Is he really a U.S. citizen? Everything else about him is a lie and a fraud, so who knows? All I know is that it serves overall as a red herring away from looking at his real policies, which are continuing everything Bush did that was bad and expanding it, and basically butchering the entire Bill of Rights and Constitution. I want to get into the whole situation with the flu vaccine, open discussions of the military and martial law and FEMA camps on the Army's own website. I mean, this is really happening. CNN and Fox both report, oh, yeah, the Army may have martial law and quarantine whole cities. Oh, good, they'll keep us safe. Then you actually read the fine print, it's even worse. Why isn't there a bigger debate about this? The mainstream media reports it, but like they're talking about some new pizza shop that opened up down the street or people's favorite, coffee shop. I mean, they're reporting it like it's no big deal and pedestrian and very no big deal. It's just making my head spin. I mean, so much is happening and going on. So that is all coming up. But as promised, I want to go through a bunch of your calls, so let's do it right now. Alex in California, you're on the air worldwide.
Alex, my name is Alex Studer, calling from San Francisco. I'm a member of Dr. Bill's swine flu team, Dr. Bill Deagle, together with Dr. Mayor Eisenstein, Dr. Playlock, Dr. A. Truott, Alexander S. Jones, formerly.
I understand.
NIH.
Incredible credentials. Okay. You are right up there with George Washington.
I just wanted to touch over a couple of our pieces of evidence that are our most recent. You may not be aware of. We definitely are aware this H1N1 is quite dangerous and most certainly man-made. It was created in a lab by Dr. Jeffrey Taubenberger up at Fort Detrick between the years 97 and 2004. Under direction by the WHO. It is a triple recombinant virus. It is extremely dangerous.
I appreciate your call, Alex, and it's good to hear from you. And I actually intend to get some of those folks on the show because I respect their research. My issue is that this is a very large syndicated show, not just an internet show. We're on a lot of AM and FM stations, global shortwave satellite. And I know there are a lot of groups out there naming names of scientists and doctors. I can't do that. Okay? This is a big national show. I can't get away with things that other people can who don't have tens of millions of people looking at what they say and do. Now, I did see a headline yesterday. United Nations says swine flu dangerous to take. Swine flu vaccine. And I can show a London Telegraph headline where secret bird flu trials with unknowing public in Europe killed huge amounts of people. In some cases, around a third of the people given the vaccine died. And I can show you that headline. And I can get up here and say Gardasil causes an autoimmune response and sterilizes many women and causes autoimmune diseases and has killed a bunch of people in the trials and is now killing large numbers of people. And I can show you hundreds of local newscasts with the dead and dying women. But I can say that. I can say Bayer knowingly put HIV in over a million shots that killed people because I can play MSNBC and show AP. See, I can say incredibly wild-sounding stuff because it's true. I can say FBI translator NSA interceptor said that bin Laden worked for the CIA because she's on record now breaking her gag order. I can say the Army is building FEMA camps because I'm at nationalguard.com/careers/MOS/description.php?MOS_COD... We have it linked up on Infowars.com if you want to read it. In the article, Army National Guard advertises for internment specialist. That is insanely incredible, but it's real. So, number one, I've had a lot of trouble over the years, people calling up and saying what their name is, their full name on air, and then somebody else calls me saying, that's not really me. So we don't want listeners saying the first and last name on air. And I don't want to sit here and list the names of doctors and people before I've had a chance to look at it. Okay? Thank you, sir. Michael in Canada. Michael, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good day, sir. How are you?
Good.
So I want to talk about one of my friends, a good family friend, actually, who just joined up with the Quebec government and the health department, who told us that people that were going to get the injections, I'm pretty sure you've talked about this on InfoWars, would have to sign a waiver or a disclaimer stating that they would not kind of hold the pharmaceutical companies responsible for the ill effects caused by the H1N1 flu vaccine.
Yeah, that's because the last flu vaccine in 76, that we know was a government PSYOP, a sterilization op, that's what it did. It sterilized the men and women who took it, many of them. We know, 60 Minutes even admits this, that it killed people by the thousands and thousands, injured tens of thousands, brain damaged tens of thousands. Completely paralyzed or almost completely paralyzed. All sorts of problems. It broke out on a military base after inoculation. That's admitted. Just like the flu that broke out in Mexico happened after a test inoculation. It's pretty clear that the companies are spreading this themselves. It's pretty clear it's deadly. And yes, they want you to sign a waiver. And on top of it, they've already been given federal liability protection. So, how would any... And then they admit, sir, that it's already mutated a bunch of times and this vaccine won't even protect you. But the idiots are lined up around the block to take last year's flu shot that has no protection.
Well, I find it absolutely disgusting. My friend, they saw that there were red flags coming up each and every day that they were onto the computer and on the database, red flags kept on coming up on the H1N1 swine flu, saying that there were different problems with it, but she couldn't access it because she doesn't have the authority within 30 days of entering the department. That's only when they give you the access to this. She says within the next 30 days, she's going to be able to gain access to it and tell us the real info, what's going on. And within those 30 days, I will come back on the show and I will tell you what really is happening.
Thank you. God bless you, sir. Call us then. Did you find the UN announcement? I thought I printed that last night, but it wasn't in my stack today when I stapled it. I got to get a new printer at my house. I sit there printing stuff, so I have it, and then half the time it's not in there now. I think it was on Drudge, the headline. UN says swine flu shot may be dangerous. And then I saw a headline a few days ago about in the trials, there's already really bad adverse reactions. It's like they even admit what they're going to do to you. United Nations says swine flu vaccine may be harmful. Something like that. I want to put the headline up. It's all over the news. Click news and it'll be up. Let's cram in one more call. I got time for that. Let's go ahead and take a call from Jason in California. Jason, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Just had a comment. I know people are wondering why so many other people are making a big deal out of this swine flu, the mainstream media, when it's hardly killing anybody. And I think that's because initially they were planning on Baxter getting it started, but since that was thwarted, they're going ahead with their propaganda to force vaccinate so that they can infect everyone through the vaccinations, which have squalene in it, which will pack a heavier punch. And when that's spreading like wildfire, they'll be protected against litigation and free to make their billions while they carry out mass depopulation. Now, I just wanted everyone to read the article on PrisonPlanet.com that's titled New Evidence That the Swine Flu Pandemic is Man-Made. It lays it all out perfectly in sequence, and it has all the proof there. I just thought it's real important, and people remember they got coffins and body bags waiting, and read that article.
Thank you, sir. God bless you. Folks, do you see this video? For people watching at PrisonPlanet.tv, you can. Both these gentlemen write for Harper's, Rolling Stone, former CNN producers and award-winning filmmakers. We sell the film Anthrax War, but in this, they have the head of South African former bioweapons division, who was producing for the U.S. and Israel pathogens to be added to vaccines to sterilize the population. Now, my point is, this evidence is everywhere. This is Anthrax War made by top film producers. Now, I say that because here's EcoScience, written by John P. Holdren, the White House science czar, a government textbook, a policy book, 1,100 pages calling for sterilizing people through the vaccines. I literally have more than 100 books that we've bought written by the elite saying they're doing this. They are doing it. jam in a bunch of your calls right now, and I want to come back and cover the news. Bombshell, Bin Laden worked for U.S. until 9/11. That's according to an FBI translator. This fits in with all the other evidence I have. FEMA camps, how they're going to use or are preparing to use, unless we expose it, this whole flu fear-mongering in the fall and winter for physical martial law that is really being set up and pushed, and the mainstream media is acclimating and preparing the public right now. But right now, let's go to Samson in Alabama. Samson, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, sir.
I want to tell you about what happened to me, and I have a question for you after, if you don't mind. I printed up probably about 50 flyers, and I have a friend that is in We Are Change. What I did was I went around to all the businesses in my city, and I was handing them out. Then I went up on a public highway. I was on the side of the sidewalk. It's public property, and I was handing them out, and the Walmart that was way, way, way away from me, two of their security agents come up to me. They called the police, and the chief of police came out, and they came out, and they were harassing me, and they made me leave public property. I had like four or five people out there all surrounding me, harassing me, just because I was handing out flyers and holding up a sign saying 9/11 was the inside job on public property.
Well, let me break this down. The Kansas City Star a few months ago, and it's going to be in the new Obama film I'm making, my guys were at a city park, on record, city park, and they were out actually on the front sidewalk off a major road videotaping the Federal Reserve. They wanted a faraway shot. And security guards off the federal property come over with guns and say, we're going to take you to jail if you don't leave. And my guy said, well, you don't have the authority to do that. And they said, well, watch us. We're going to. And the newspaper made a big deal out of it. The Federal Reserve lied and denied it in the paper and said, we never did that. They're all on video. Now, my guys, hold on just a second. My guys could have gone to jail, sued and won and made a big deal out of it. But instead, they had the video, and that showed the tyranny. Now, in a lot of areas, the police run over and ask for the flyers and want Obama deceptions and are supportive. In other areas, they're neutral, but uphold the First Amendment to the nation. The most important thing there is, without that, we're the Soviet Union or Nazi Germany. But yes, we've had Ron Paul supporters on in South Carolina. This was in the news, where the cops busted down their door, beat them up, and took them to jail for a Ron Paul sign. It's happened to other people. Some of the police are completely out of their minds and nuts and believe the DHS report saying that's terrorist material. The feds are teaching them that. Some of these guys literally have like 75 IQs and they're on power trips. Me, cop, you, slave. And so what they did was criminal, and you should file a complaint. I know the police chief was involved. You should go to city council, file an official oppression violation of your First Amendment. And you should just go ahead and file the suit. They can beat the rap, but not the ride. You can even file the federal suit yourself, and that'll make them answer for it. And then after you file the suit, you go back out there with witnesses and video cameras, and then let them drive you off. Let them violate your rights. Let them threaten. Even act afraid at the end, and they'll, because you are entrapping them, but they're criminals. And they will maybe even assault you, you know, out of their, oh, God, I'm driving. You know, they may go ahead and slap you or something and laugh like Soviet thugs. But now you've got them, and it's not really entrapping them. You know, they're the ones doing wrong. Then you put that on YouTube, then it'll become a national issue. Or better yet, have a hidden camera on you, but have a witness as well. And this is how you beat them. So did they celebrate when they struck another nail in the coffin of America and the Founding Fathers' heart when they drove you off of the sidewalk?
Well, what it was the there was two of those, you know, those private security guards for Walmart. They were just driving around, and what was really odd was none of them would give me their badge numbers for nothing I asked. I was trying to figure out who they were.
It's called secret police.
The chief of police himself came down there, and they just would give me their last name.
I have a video on my website, trueredemption.net, and I asked them, like, what is your last name? I didn't have much of a video because I just had my cell phone camera, and I didn't get much of it because they were telling me not to record them and stuff.
Yeah, because they're gods. They're gods. They're going to put cameras on us all day and surveil everything. And listen, I appreciate your call, sir. We checked this out. Punch it up on screen for me. Glenn Beck, government website, cars.gov, takes over your computer forever. And we posted this Saturday, and we were getting emails and comments saying Glenn Beck's a liar, it's not real. And I don't blame you. Glenn Beck lied and said there are no FEMA camps when it's all admitted in New York Times, Washington Post, Houston Chronicle. No. Yeah, that's the actual car's screenshot. And people are on there saying the website doesn't really say this. Well, as of last night, we went and checked, and it's there, and it was there today when I looked. You may not just be looking on the website right. When you get ready to log on to the cars.gov site to see about if your car is eligible to trade it in, it reads that it is taking your computer over. And you say, why are you bringing this up now? Well, my point is, they are surveilling us every day in every way, totally violating the Bill of Rights and Constitution. But then if you try to videotape cops coming up and getting in your face, they tell you you don't have a right to do it. But it's all color of law. It's all criminal. But you better watch it. Because if they'll put innocent governors in prison, like the Alabama governor, it's now been proven and declassified. He was completely innocent. The White House said put him in jail. The FBI did it. You better know the government means business, ladies and gentlemen. And so I'm not telling you when they tell you to quit filming to continue filming, because this country's run by rogue criminals. Now, not everywhere. Some places the cops will fight to the death for your right because they're Americans. They're good people. But more and more, they're not. Like the don't tase me, bro. He asked Kerry a question. They say, get out of here. He goes, okay. He starts leaving. And the security guards go, it's not enough you submitted and are leaving. They hold him down. He's not resisting. And he goes, don't tase me, bro. And they said, no, this is your punishment. And now federal courts and state courts have ruled tasering is a form of punishment and can be used to make you answer questions. In fact, I want to show people that headline. Google, court rules, tasers can be used for DNA samples. Or tasers can be used to force people to answer questions. Ladies and gentlemen, you have a Fifth Amendment. You don't have to talk. You don't have to incriminate yourself. But see, folks, the government's rogue, and they've been given the green light to be rogue so offshore banks can fully steal all your pension funds and take everything you've got, just like Mexico, just like North Korea. This is going to hurt the cops that are carrying this out. It's going to hurt everybody. Just like it came out, New Jersey had hundreds of government officials, including, 30-plus mayors selling organs and stealing money. I mean, government is criminal. Non-criminal in government is the rarity now at high levels. Just absolutely insane. We'll be right back with more calls and a ton of news. I'm Alex Jones. All right, folks, we are back live. I found that headline. Ruling allowing taser use to get DNA, maybe nation's first. This is out of the Buffalo News. We'll put it up on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. The radio listeners can just Google ruling allowing taser use to get DNA, maybe nation's first. And this was in June 4, 2009. But I first saw this 6-7 years ago in Miami, where the police taser you if you don't urinate in a cup immediately. Now, that's torture. They call it pain compliance. And it says Smith was handcuffed and sitting on the floor of the Niagara Falls police headquarters when he was zapped with 50,000-volt electric stun gun after he insisted he would not give a DNA sample. They wanted him to open his mouth. He already had given a sample a swab on the inside of his cheek without protest the previous month. The police sent it to the wrong lab where it was opened and spoiled. Prosecutors who obtained a court order for the first sample went back. So they knowingly did this, and they say, yes, if you don't open your mouth, and see, next it's if you don't do jumping jacks or you don't clean the dishes right. And I've got video. I've shown it here on air. It's in my film, Martial Law, where they take Christian's arms, who were just sitting blocking a sidewalk, and they say, get up. And they go, no. So they take nunchucks and twist until the arm breaks, bone sticks out, and the federal judge has ruled you can break people's arms with compound fractures. They don't just do it at Abu Ghraib. This is for us, the slaves. In fact, the Air Force said 2 years ago, they said, we're using microwave guns in Iraq, but to get around the Geneva Convention, we want to use it on our people first and just name it and say it's humane. In fact, Google that. People won't believe me. Air Force, head of Air Force says use microwave guns on Americans first. See, I mean, it's all documented. Now, I want to continue with some of your calls, but let me just blitz through some news first. This is a big deal because this already happens. I've got IT guys that work here, two full-time IT guys, and we've noticed that when we go to whitehouse.gov to get documents or photos or executive orders, that the computer slows down. And then you go look, it's not just cookies or things. They take over your computers. They have the NSA jump in and start downloading everything, basically. It's all criminal. It's all a violation of the Fourth Amendment. You know, they had all the big freakouts. Are they listening to your phones or not? Then it turned out that the entire phone companies have whole floors where everything you do is listened to without warrants. It's a criminal rogue group. And they do this to control and dominate the public. But this is from cars.gov, which is killing all the used car people. You know, now you get $3,500 if you go buy something new and turn in your good car. It's just a load of bull. They take my tax money to give it to people to get rid of their car. I mean, this government's completely criminal. Total socialism, total communism. This application provides access to the DOT car system. When logged on to the car system, your computer is considered a federal computer system and is the property of the United States government. It is for authorized use only. Users, authorized or unauthorized, have no explicit or implicit expression of privacy. Any or all use of this system and or files in the system may be intercepted, monitored, recorded, copied, audited, inspected, and disclosed to authorized cars, DOT, and law enforcement personnel, as well as authorized officials of other agencies, both domestic and foreign governments. By using the system, the user consents to such interception, monitoring, recording, copying, auditing, inspection, disclosure of the discretion of cars or the DOT personnel. And the public is in denial. You know, that's what's so dangerous about Glenn Beck. He does a lot of good stuff on his show. I would love to like him. But then he goes on and says, 9/11 truthers are terrorists that want to kill you. The DOT report, or the Department of Justice report saying, you know, gun owners are terrorists is good. You know, there aren't any FEMA camps when the National Guard is admitting there's FEMA camps. But here's a minute of this report. But this just shows the government's mindset. Totally rogue. Oh, yeah, you get the government program, but it's like taking a loan from Don Corleone. It's like taking a loan from, you know, a real mobster. Okay, not just a Hollywood mobster, like the Teflon Don. It's like taking a loan from the Genovese family. You don't do it. It's so insane. But people are even in denial about this. When the tyranny is in your face, you're in denial. Yes, Glenn Beck is telling the truth. Here's the clip.
She is here. She's Fox News anchor. Kim, I wanted to bring you in because the cars.gov, and I recommend, America, you do not try this at home. I'm going to show it to you. This is somebody else's computer. I took it from their office because I wouldn't do this on mine.
Yeah.
Cars.gov, this actually came in a tip from what I call a constitutional watchdog. I'm asking my radio listeners earlier this week to watch these things because 10 million eyes on radio and God knows how many millions of eyes here on television watching things that we can't watch. This is a frightening...
It really is. So yeah. Don't, people shouldn't go on it right now while you're doing it.
Do not do this at home. Trust me, you'll understand why.
That's enough.
Can you take a shot?
Point is, this really exists. You can watch the whole video at Infowars.com right now. Plus the latest reports we've got on Obama's birth certificate. We're not saying this is real or not. We're just covering it. A new birth certificate from Kenya supposedly showing he was born there. So we're looking at that right now. And we have one of the attorneys on earlier saying this may not be accurate. So we're just seeing if there's something to this. But we did go check out this situation with the cars.gov. It is true. And it immediately starts seizing control of your computer. So, and they've already said for file sharing that the government, without judge, jury, or anything, if they think you downloaded something, a file you weren't supposed to, of music, they're going to destroy your computer. They have that legislation logged in. And the Pentagon cybersecurity system is setting up giant bases in every major state to run and surveil and attack your websites and attack your internet. I mean, the government is completely rogue, folks, totally butchering the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And the founders say when they do that, they're illegitimate. It's like if a cop starts, you know, using his patrol car and uniform to pull women over and force them to have sex with him. That happens quite often in every major city and town. They're constantly getting caught. That's a rogue cop. He's outside his office. He's outside the law. You know, Hitler could say all day he had laws that he could kill people, but it was baloney. People had an innate right to say no to it. Now, Beck does a lot of good. One of his listeners sent in the audio, and I later went and found other Al Gore speeches where he said it with video. Telling school kids, don't listen to your parents, they're stupid, global warming's real, global government's good. So yes, we ask our listeners, we've pioneered this, to the documents, the news stories, the reports, write articles, shoot your own video. If it looks legitimate and we spend a few minutes vetting it and double checking that we've seen other cases of it, we post it. Writers@Infowars.com. Showtips@Infowars.com. Do your own reports. You know, just say you're an InfoWars reporter. They're on the video. Post it on YouTube, wherever. Write a blurb. Send it to us at writers@InfoWars.com. But then he'll get up on air, and after he does all this good work, and say there's no FEMA camps, and he'll debunk it using a few straw men or things that we debunked years ago. I predicted how he would debunk it. Here is 31E internment resettlement specialist for the U.S. and abroad. This is from the National Guard's own website. Punch this up, Hartman, for us on PrisonPlanet.tv. Then we have a civilian inmate labor camp program they link to, saying you'll work at bases in the U.S. like these, holding U.S. citizens. I mean, you cannot make something up of this magnitude. And Beck, on key issues like this, comes out and tells his audience it isn't true. There's the National Guard running domestic camps. And I've gone and shot video of the Marines training to put Americans in camps, admitting it on video. I have Army colonels, Marine Corps colonels on video in Police State 2000, Police State 2, the takeover, getting everybody ready for this. Army National Guard advertises for internment specialist. We'll tell you about this. Also, Obama considers military civilian prison system for suspected terrorists in the U.S. unlimited indefinite detention for U.S. citizens. He's going further than Bush, but because he's a Democrat, the liberals love it suddenly. Well, actually, they don't. His approval rating's dropping like a lead weight, so some of them still love it. Way, I've got the Associated Press. I just saw it up on screen. Mainstream news reporting that the whole Obama administration is saying they're going to raise taxes on everybody. The carbon tax is a tax on everybody, but health care taxes, taxes over people making $30,000 a year, they're lying about everything. And it's not cute and it's not funny. Army National Guard advertises for internment specialist. Doubt the government plans to impose martial law and round up dissenters and other malcontents. Well, the Army National Guard is advertising for qualified personnel to work as corrections officers and internment resettlement specialists. And we've got links to the job ads. We got links to the Army National Guard. And it goes into domestic and foreign operations, civilian, corrections officers, lockdowns, cordons, rehabilitative programs is key. It actually says a re-education centers. I should have started the whole show with this alone. Tomorrow, 11 to 3, I'll cover it all in detail. You actually read this stuff and you can't believe it's happening in the Soviet Union. It would be hard to believe in America. All I got to tell the yuppies and everybody else is you better get upset about freedom and liberty and not about what the UT basketball team or the Michigan State football team is doing. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, we are in a lot of trouble here. And I just can't even describe to people how bad this is. And then Obama, again, does this bait and switch. Oh, I'm going to shut down Guantanamo and set up camps for foreigners and citizens in the U.S. with no rights, and it's in the Enemy Combatant Act from Bush. He's keeping all of it. Got that story. Here's a woman in New York. She was seen taking a photo of a military base, and they found a shotgun in her trunk that she legally owned. And the cops are in here saying, well, she legally had it, but the gun's scary, so we went ahead and arrested her anyways. Gun nut busted at base. And then it turns out that you go to her website, it's Glenn Beck and me, basically. She's got me posted on there, Glenn Beck and others, mainly Fox News clips. She's kind of a mainline Republican starting to wake up. So she goes, the mother of three, no criminal record, goes out to the base, takes a photo of it. They come off base, grab her, no crime, but in fact, let me just read it or people won't believe this. A Long Island mother of three armed with to the teeth with an assault rifle and shotgun in her trunk was arrested for scouting out and taking pictures of an Air National Guard base in the Hamptons, authorities said. Suffolk County Under Sheriff Joseph Carcappa said Nancy Genovese, 53, was arrested for trespassing outside the airport. So how do you trespass outside the airport? Tuesday night. She said she was taking photographs of the perimeter of the base. A search of her car uncovered an arsenal of a AR-15, a shotgun. That's not an arsenal. And an arsenal is not illegal. When asked what she was doing, she replied, nothing. These are registered weapons, but they are scary weapons, said the police chief. So she's in jail and they couldn't charge her, so they put her in a mental institution. Life over. And every day I see articles where they arrest people for their guns. It'll say, the 74-year-old veteran was arrested. A neighbor saw him cleaning it in the garage. Police said they were threatened by the fact that he owned 8 rifles. I mean, I see it every day. This woman was thought the base was a FEMA camp. Of course, we looked it up. It is one. But hey, don't talk about the FEMA camps or it's over for you. How are they getting the doctors in the U.S. and England to take the shots? Paying U.S. doctors as much as $50,000 to be part of the federal program, and British as much as £27,000. Oh, man, my head's spinning, ladies and gentlemen. It's spinning here. Look at this one. You can go listen to 2 hours of her testimony. She's finally breaking the gag order. She said on this show, what was it, 4 years ago, FBI NSA translator. She sits there listening and translating and typing it out for the snoops. She went to the Congressional 9/11 Commission. She went to the Whitewash Second Commission. And she said, drug dealing, money laundering, child kidnapping, it's all run by the CIA and private crime syndicates with Al-Qaeda. And, of course, we know on record Al-Qaeda was used to attack the Serbs. Al-Qaeda was used to attack the Russians. Al-Qaeda is being used, according to the White House, to attack the Iranians who are Shiite. Al-Qaeda was created in 79 by the CIA on record. And we knew that they had that staged war in Afghanistan. They would just shell empty hillsides. And the Taliban and Al-Qaeda would kidnap 12, 13, 14-year-olds and stick them in foxholes. And it turned out the army was coordinating at high-level general and above-level general, one-star generals and above were coordinating literal decoys, just kids they would kill for the news cameras. Then they took over Kabul and the other Afghan major cities, and they flew the 6,000 Taliban and Al-Qaeda out to safety, paid them in gold bars, protected them. Special forces occasionally would capture them. They'd be ordered to release them. That's mainstream news. Just all that Google airlift of evil. You'll see MSNBC about it. And then the government said, we accidentally flew out Al-Qaeda. And a few months ago, NBC was sitting there yelling at the Pakistani president saying, why do you support Al-Qaeda? And the guy laughed and said, you run Al-Qaeda. You have them trying to overthrow our government right now. Which is, but see, that's so bold to be running Al-Qaeda. But that's, to use a child's analogy, Emperor Palpatine became emperor in Star Wars by staging attacks against himself. Now, that's been declassified. The Pentagon does this all over the world. That's why George Lucas admitted at Cannes when they came out with Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, that this is what's happening in the real world. But for adults that can't get this, go rent Episode 3 or watch it on demand or get it at iTunes. Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. You'll understand everything. Okay? I mean, this is Revenge of the Sith. Bombshell, Bin Laden worked for U.S. until 9/11. Bin Laden is Count Dooku. And they kill him. They kill him now, a long time ago. In the interview, Sybil Edmonds says, and then see, the outside attacker is really meant to attack the Republic. Now they've said the police state was for Al-Qaeda. Now they say it's for gun owners, conservatives, and returning vets. It's for the Republic. It's for the people that'll defend the liberty. It's for the Jedi. You understand how this works, folks? I'll use a child analogy to get to the yuppies, because they can't grasp government-sponsored staged terror like Gulf of Tonkin, attacking our ships, staging an attack to blame it on foreign enemies. Hitler firebombing his own Reichstag. There it is, MSNBC, Airlift of Evil. In an interview, Sybil Edmonds says the U.S. maintained intimate relations with Bin Laden and the Taliban all the way up until the day of September 11th. These intimate relations included using Bin Laden for operations in Central Asia, including China. These operations involve using Al-Qaeda and the Taliban in the same manner. Yeah, a month ago, they launched Al-Qaeda attacks in China. These people, as we did during the Afghan and Soviet conflict, that is fighting enemies via proxies. Sybil has previously described, as she relates in the latest interview, the process involved using Turkey with assistance from actors from Pakistan and Afghanistan and Saudi Arabia as a proxy, which in turn used Bin Laden, the Taliban, and others as proxy terrorist army. You use them to take down the Serbs. You use them to take down the Iranians. You use them to take down everybody. You use them to take the blame for attacking the U.S. to destroy our freedom. Emperor Palpatine has to take everybody's freedom to protect the Republic. The goals of the American statesmen directing these activities included control of Central Asia's vast energy supplies and new markets for military products. See, they got to have it. You've got this $1.5 trillion defense budget and then another $500+ billion sold each year by U.S. arms makers. They're going to go spend a few hundred mil with their fake Arab army. And they got them. I mean, it's simple. Business is war. They own the small enemy. Let me see. You get $2 trillion for putting $100 million a year into some guys with beards who love living in giant palaces that are like high five in the CIA. This is the greatest thing ever. I mean, it works like an absolute charm. It goes on and on. It's 2 hours of her laying it all out. Bin Laden, total Al Qaeda, totally protected. Had nothing to do with 9/11, but taking the blame for it. It's all theater. It's all theater. And then they get to set up the police state as a pretext to control you, the American people. And then they use carbon tax to tax and control you as well. Look, I know we have loaded phone lines. Show's over. Back next Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Back tomorrow, 11 to 3 Central. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv are the websites. There's a bunch of other news I didn't get to. The flu situation is just incredible. And I've got a lot of big guests this week coming up and next weekend to cover that. We've got big breaking news on the Obama birth certificate info at Infowars.com, but with more of a skeptical eye towards it, but an open mind. Because we're watching this. This could be a psyop. I never thought I'd be actually doing this. I never thought I'd be in this position. Great job, folks. God bless you, crew.